I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan.
This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. 5 days after Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a partial mobilization to call up hundreds of thousands of reservists to fight in Ukraine, the move has triggered outraged protests across Russia, a fearful exodus of men of fighting age from the country, and acts of violence. There have been demonstrations not just in the usual places like Moscow and St. Petersburg, but also in the remote far north and in a poor southern region. A gunman opened fire in an enlistment office in a Siberian city and gravely wounded the military commandant. One analyst says Putin is risking a lot because of the mobilization and is losing some support. Fears are running high that Moscow might close the border to men of fighting age after the referendums in Ukraine end, prompting long lines of cars at Russia's frontiers. Telegram chats dedicated to some of these crossings swelled with thousands of new users. Russian President Vladimir Putin has granted citizenship to former U.S. security contractor Edward Snowden, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Putin signed a decree making Snowden and 74 other foreign nationals Russian citizens. Snowden has been living in Russia since 2013 to escape prosecution in the U.S. The former National Security Agency contractor leaked classified documents detailing government surveillance programs. He was granted permanent residency in Russia 2 years ago and said at the time he planned to apply for Russian citizenship, though without renouncing his U.S. citizenship. I'm Ben Thomas.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. UN officials are appealing for urgent action to restore peace and democracy in Myanmar to stop what they call the rot in the country's political system and the rapid deterioration of human rights. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Myanmar's human rights situation has been on a downward spiral since the military junta mounted a coup February 1, 2021. A new report finds military attacks in ethnic regions have increased, with civilians and civilian infrastructure targeted. The UN Human Rights Office reports as many as 30,000 residential buildings, schools, and other civilian infrastructure, and even whole villages have been burned to the ground. Acting High Commissioner for Human Rights, Nada Al-Nashif, says more than 2,300 people, including at least 188 children, have been killed. Additionally, she says more than 1 million people have fled their homes and are living in precarious conditions. She says they lack food, medical care, and other basic services.
My office has received reports of killings, injuries, arbitrary detention, and mass displacement of civilians, resulting from clashes between the Myanmar military and the Arakan army in several townships of Rakhine and Shin State and along the border with reported cases of shelling into Bangladesh.
Al-Nashif says diplomatic efforts have failed to turn around this catastrophic situation. She repeats previous calls to the military to cease violence, to impose a moratorium on executions, and to free all political prisoners. The UN Acting High Commissioner has received no response from Myanmar's military leaders to her plea. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Some of the West's fiercest critics have made their case in the closing hours of the UN General Assembly meeting of world leaders. In speeches Monday, Syria and North Korea accused the U.S. and its allies of seeking to impose their will on the world. Syria's foreign minister called for a U.S.-led military coalition to get out of his country. Recapping our top story, 5 days after Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a partial mobilization to call up hundreds of thousands of reservists to fight in Ukraine, the move has triggered outraged protests across Russia, a fearful exodus of men of fighting age from the country, and acts of violence. There's been demonstrations across the country, and a gunman opened fire in an enlistment office in a Siberian city and gravely wounded the military commandant. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.